Right now, though, we welcome back to the studio, first time in the new year, Dr. Mike Milligan from Eastland Dental Center. And if you've had any difficulty with neck or back pain, you want to listen to this segment because Mike has got some tricks and tips and things you should know about trying to relieve some of that neck and back pain. Mike, how are you?
Fantastic. Happy New Year.
You and I were trading tips about neck and back pain and how we both deal with it.
I know, yeah. Hey, I listened to your last program there, and I think the Haas people out of, north of town, I bought Vernon Haas's dental practice, and I'm sure he's related to him. So that was kind of a throwback for me.
Oh, is that right? How long ago did you buy the dental practice?
1982. It's kind of showing my age there.
38 years ago.
Yeah, I guess so.
So you're coming up on 40 years.
Yeah, I guess so. Well, and I was in practice 5 years before that, so I'm past 40 years.
Yeah. All right. Well, that was Don Meyer with his McLean County Ag History segment was talking about Dick and Brian Haas and their invention, the Nestor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, yeah, as a dentist and a golfer, neither of those is very kind to your neck and back. And so we were talking about that, and over the years I've learned to do several things that might be helpful for others to both prevent or help it when you get neck and back pain.
Yeah, you're always hunched over your patients in weird positions. You don't, you may not, I'm sure you remind yourself while you're working on them to be conscious of your posture. But you get into your work, and then by the end of the day, you must be all kinds of sore and tight.
Yes, for sure. Yeah. So, and before every round of golf, I stretch for about 20, 25 minutes, and many times after the round of golf, and then a lot of mornings before work or in that evening. Sure.
Okay. So tell us a little bit about the posture exercises and stretching that anyone can do, because no matter what you do for a living, even here at the radio station, I'm always craning my neck forward. There's a microphone in front of me. And then I realize after a while, I'm not doing myself any favors sitting like this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, posture is so important. So one thing is do all you can to have good posture. And stretching helps that. And even general exercise, the general exercise that you do helps that. So, and you can, Google stretching exercises for golf or just general stretching exercises. One thing I did for 5 years with Pilates, and that was wonderful. And Kathy Sheridan of Bodies and Balance did that, but then she got married and moved to Canada. Oh, it was I just think about that all the time. I miss her. But and then after that, I Jack Nicklaus was talking at the Honda Classic as a commentator, my all-time golf hero, Jack Nicklaus. And he said that Egoscue method for stretching and posture lengthened his career, saved his career. And so they have an Egoscue facility in Chicago. There's several of them around the country. I actually went up there several times and learned the Egoscue stretching method.
Yeah, I've never heard of that, Egoscue.
E-G-O-S-C-U-E. And you can Google that. I'm sure there's videos online. I actually went there several times and learned proper stretching and posture through them. There's a fella in town who a lot of people know, Matt Wilde, W-H-I-L-E, and he's been a big help for me too. He's also can be very golf specific, so he helps a lot of the good golfers in town. So as far as posture and stretching exercises, general exercise, that's good for that. Then you've got massage, another thing. And the neuromuscular massage, not just a cosmetic massage. Kathy Sheridan did that for me. And then, of course, she moved, like I said. So the staff, just for my Christmas present this year, bought me a session with Amy Clements at Dr. Craig Bauer's office here in town. So that's next month. So I'm looking forward to that, and hopefully that will be good. Then we were just talking about the balls that you can lay on. You use a basketball, and I use a lacrosse ball. You can get it over at Dick's Sporting Goods. And you can isolate the muscles in your shoulder or back or whatever it is, and really put pressure on that, just like they do in a neuromuscular massage. They isolate a muscle, they put pressure on it until, and it hurts, until that pain releases.
And, now, with a smaller ball like that, do you need someone to apply it to you? Because
no.
There's some spots you can't reach.
Put it on a hard floor or even on a carpeted floor if it doesn't have a pad under it. Is best. Even if there is a pad, but you can get up on your knees and elbows and then get right on that ball, right on the right spot, and you can work it around to put pressure on that spot, and mm-hmm. it can hurt.
Now, what about people who aren't as mobile as you might be or as I might be, where it's hard for them to get back up off the floor? Is there a way to do it where they don't have to get down on their back on the floor?
You know what? My wife bought me this thing for Christmas. She said it was a last-minute thought, but it might be helpful for me. This might be helpful for them. It's a Shiatsu neck, shoulder, and back massager. And this is, a lot of people have done that one, goes up and down the full back in a chair, you know. Well, this one is much smaller than that. It's like $45 on Amazon. Shiatsu, Shiatsu, Shiatsu neck, shoulder, and back massager. And it is wonderful. And you can, it's got these little straps that you can put your forearms through and apply the pressure that way. With this, the thing that, you know, it's mechanical. You plug it in. And it's got those three little balls that go around and in different directions, and that can apply a lot of pressure there. We love that thing. And
so
everyone
can,
that's used it loves it.
So you
that
can do
thing.
That standing up or sitting?
Yeah, why sit down and watch TV and do that? And so for people that couldn't,
well, not everybody
aren't
can
as agile to be able to do the basketball or the lacrosse ball, I think that would be a wonderful thing.
Okay, Mike Milligan. Dr. Mike is with us from Eastland Dental Center. We're talking about neck and back pain. EastlandDental.com is the website, or you can contact them at 663-4711. All right, Mike, we were talking about the...
Shiatsu.
Shiatsu.
Yeah.
And how did you pronounce, right above that, how did you pronounce...
Oh, the lacrosse? Egoscue, yeah.
Egoscue,
yeah. Pete Egoscue, a fellow out of California, developed that.
I'm going to have to learn how to speak foreign languages with you here.
Vocabulary and enunciation and pronunciation, yes. So other things, get your sleep, you know. I mean, that's important. You'll feel better. You'll have better posture.
Well, they say sleep is the key to everything.
Well,
it's the key to weight loss.
To things,
it's
yeah.
the key to good health. Mm-hmm. It's the key to good cardiovascular health. It's the key to almost everything. Some people don't need 8 hours. Some people can do it on 6. But it has to be sound sleep.
Very sound sleep. 7 to 8 is ideal. Teenagers, 9. Interesting there. Some people say, get up, you're lazy. Not so much. The teenagers need 9 hours of sleep. And that's one reason we do so much with breathing and with sleep apnea in my office. Now,
you say that your diet can actually affect your neck, how your neck and back feel.
Absolutely. That is so important, a non-inflammatory diet. Because if you're eating the inflammatory foods, you're inflaming your whole body.
Well, you know, we're all eating
muscles.
Inflammatory foods because processed foods are full of sugar.
They are. And
even,
the more you can eliminate that, the
even
better.
Wheaties has sugar in it. Cereal.
Well, sure. Oh, yeah, yeah. So you want to reduce your... I have cut out so much sugar over the years. It's incredible what you can do to cut out sugar. And for myself, also cut out bread and pasta, especially if you have gluten sensitivity, which I do have the gene for some gluten sensitivity. Cut out some red meat. I still eat some, but cut out a lot of that, especially processed meat.
What is processed meat?
That is, if it's directly cut off the bone, it's not processed. If it's gone through something like pepperoni or bacon or something like that, that's processed.
What
or
about
if it's in a package, you know, in the deli meat section.
Okay, I was going to ask you about deli meats.
Yeah,
what if it's packaged? What if you go to the deli counter?
Good question.
And they slice it up for you.
That's a good question. I don't know the exact answer, but I can tell you that is better than the packaged or the. That's what we do.
It is fresher.
We go to the counter. We get the sliced turkey or the sliced ham when we eat ham. Then, of course, the omega-6 vegetable oils like soybean, corn, and sunflower oils that are also found in many processed foods. And then if you're allergic to dairy, you certainly want to cut out dairy. This is so important.
You haven't left a lot left to eat here, though.
There actually is a lot left to eat.
No sugar, no bread, no pasta.
There still is.
No red meat.
Oh, yeah.
Get rid of the bacon, no dairy.
I love these things too, Mark. And you're just laughing.
I mean, you got me eating marbles over here.
No. There's still a lot to eat. Fruits, vegetables.
Live on a diet of rice.
Okay. The books, The Obesity Code by Jason Fung, 30-Day Heart Tune-Up by Stephen Masley, The Deflame Diet by Dr. David Seaman. He is a funny guy. He is hilarious. I've heard him speak a couple times. And then this oral appliance that I'm wearing right now helps you with your oral posture. It's just like if you have the top of the body is actually the mouth, not the top of the head. That's from embryonic studies. And the bottom, of course, is the bottom of the feet. Just like if you have a pebble in your shoe, changes your whole body and back pain and everything else. Well, if you have something out of whack in your mouth, altering your tongue or your oral posture, it's the exact same thing as if you have a pebble in your shoe. So there are things that we can do to help with that, and we're able to do that in our office, too.
People can find out more from Dr. Mike. They can contact you. Go on his website. He's got a couple of websites. We gave you the Eastland Dental website. That's eastlanddental.com. But his other website, which is really a gold mine of information, is oralsystemiclink.net. Oralsystemiclink.net, and that's got 8 things to increase your life expectancy by 10 years.
By Dr. Kenneth Cooper of the Cooper Clinic in Dallas. He's like one of the top people in the country. And yeah, I did an interview with him down in Dallas when I was down there. And it's right on there. About a 10-minute video. It can increase your life expectancy 10 years. And it's very simple to do. I'm doing all 8 of those things. I could eat maybe another serving of fruit and vegetables. And I'm exercising about 4 days a week. I should be 6. But other than that, I'm doing all 8 things.
What do you do for exercise?
Oh, a number of things. A lot of stretching, aerobic.
Stretching is exercise?
Well, yeah. And then rowing machine.
I thought stretching was something you do to get prepared to exercise.
Well, it can be both. Yes, it can be both.
And then how
and then
long?
Some weightlifting.
How long?
Both on with a machine and then also with dumbbells.
And then when you exercise, for how long?
About an hour to an hour and a half.
Okay.
Stretching for about a third of that time. This ab coaster and the rowing machine that I have are two of my favorites. And then the weights, yeah.
How long will you row?
15 minutes. Just and I go, let's see, three, what is it? I go pretty hard for 15 minutes. Yeah, pretty darn hard for 15 minutes. And so that's one of my best exercises right there. I actually do that to help my golf game, too. I keep it low as opposed to up high to keep my elbows in tighter. It's just the way I do things.
Everything revolves around golf.
Everything in my life revolves around golf.
All right, that's Mike. Right. Hey, good to see you. Glad you're back. We'll see you again next month. Again, it's oralsystemiclink.net, eastlanddentalcenter.com, phone number 663-4711.
Thank you. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Mike.